Well, it's interesting that you think you're at a tennis match with a hockey stick. You're actually at the tennis match with your tennis racket, because in this particular issue, the Christian Research Journal, we actually deal with Joel Osteen in the book review section, a summary critique of his best-selling book. It's always on the New York Times best-selling list, Your Best Life Now. One of the things I want to focus on here, I've talked many times about Joel Osteen's teachings in response to questions that I've gotten. I mean, he's a classic Word of Faith teacher. If you look at the beginning of the book, you'll see stories about how words create reality. And beyond that, he teaches such doctrines as Jesus Christ went to hell and finished the work of atonement, and you have Jesus and Satan having this massive battle in the corridors of hell, and Jesus finally becomes the champion and wrests away from Satan the keys to death and Hades. Well, in reality, of course, if you read Revelation chapter 1, you recognize that Jesus always had the keys to death and Hades. But beyond that, I think there's an issue here when we talk about image, when we talk about art. I think one of the things that we're facing is that we are more tuned in today to theater than thinking, that we are more fixated on principle, or I would say performance rather than principle, that we're basically saying principle isn't important. What's really important is preference. And if you saw Joel Osteen on Larry King Live, that's really what came across. You have the visual over the verbal. You have entertainment over exposition. These are some of the problems we have today, where there are people who are friendly in terms of the camera but have little substance to offer, who are now becoming evangelicals leaders.